going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here is Tom Ackerman.
Will there be another chance? Rios, Muyumba, Maranchuk, John De Silva!
John De Silva with the goal for the Atlanta United. And St. Louis City SC has acquired Silva from Atlanta United via trade. And we're joined by the man who made that deal, Sporting Director Lutz Fadensteel. On the morning of game day, City is playing at LAFC tonight at 6 o'clock on Y98FM. Good morning, Lutz.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I love hearing that Silva highlight. That's your answer to some of the offense that you'd like to create here. Tell me about Silva and how this deal went down.
Yeah, you know, it was a last-minute deal, so there was a few guys out there on the market. We obviously looked internationally as well, but difficult in April to do a deal when in Europe or in South America the season is just about to close. Not many teams really are willing to do anything, so we decided to look more into the MLS market. That Silva came onto the market was very late. It was a player which we had for a while on our radar, but in the end of the day, I think we got the guy we wanted. He's quick, he's athletic, he's very good when he comes on going one-on-one with the opponent, and I think a bit the kind of player profile which we had missing, so I think we're all excited to welcome him here and having him here, and let's see, hopefully, or maybe he already gets some minutes tonight against LAFC.
And his experience, that's something that was attractive too, wasn't it, Lutz?
Yeah, I mean, his experience, you know, he played in the English Premier League, he played in the Championship, he played in France, so in Portugal, so there's a lot of international experience, but also knowing the league, knowing the MLS well, being with a good, well-organized team like Atlanta, I think makes it always easier when it comes to transition. It also makes it easier when it comes to waiting for a work permit, getting all that immigration thing sorted. So it was an easier, quicker deal where the player is immediately available. And I think that was important for us in the current moment. Again, having such a huge number out of players with injuries.
And take us a little deeper, if you would, into Silva's skill set, in particular his one-on-one situations. When he goes 1v1 with somebody, what he can create.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the when it comes to speed, I think there is always a certain need for speed, and you know, that was a player which have that. So especially when we have counter attacks, when we trying to go more into the spaces just around the opposition third or final third, I think that's the player who can make things happen. You know, he's not afraid to take the risk to go one on one. I think he's a good creator of chances. He also can score in the past. I mean, he's not the typical number nine who scores a huge number of goals, but that also hopefully changes here. I think he's a handful to deal with. It's difficult to play against him. And I think all that confidence together made it for us into a choice where I think he will improve our squad and helps us to win games.
We talked about this last time, but that game against Vancouver, I think you have to feel good about from a defensive standpoint, don't you? I mean, you held the best team in Major League Soccer to nothing.
Yeah, they also just beat, like, 3 days ago, they beat Miami in the semifinal of the CONCACAF Champions League. So they are, at the moment, the red-hot thing out there in North American soccer. And I think we played well against them, not just that we helped them to a clean sheet. I think it was important for us to create chances. We had enough chances to win this game. And we know right now, defensively, we are strong defensively. We're one of the best teams or the better teams in the league. But now it also comes down to scoring. And if you can't score, you can't win. Very simple. So we do need to improve in that sector. And I think, you know, it's not just always having players available who purely considered offensive players. I think it's important to have players available who can make things happen from midfield. And, you know, there is also something positive happened this week because after Edu Löwen spent some time now with his family, he's back in training and will be with the team again fully this coming week. And hopefully he also, once he's back match fit, he can be involved again, get some valuable playing minutes and help us again. And as we all agree, you know, when Edu plays, when Edu is ready, then he's a difference maker. He's a player who can always have that X factor. And I'm really, really happy that he's back.
LAFC comes in with a record of 4 wins, 4 losses, and 1 draw, 13 points. Your team, 2 wins, 4 losses, and 3 draws, 9 points. You're 4 points behind them. Tell me about LAFC's season so far.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, also a bit up and down. You know, they always have big, high expectations. It's one of the big budget teams, having 2 former French world champions in their squad or on the field with Giroud and the goalkeeper Lloris. So it's a team with big names, a team which so far we always struggled against, to be honest. But, you know, this series always have to be broken. I think so far we haven't picked up a point away to LAFC, and that's why we're here today, to actually change that. Are they a good team? For sure. Are they a team with a lot of expectations and high-level players? 100%. But, you know, we haven't come here to go for a walk on the beach. I think we came here to perform, to make their life difficult and walk away with a positive result.
Roman Berkey getting closer to returning, Lutz?
Getting closer and closer every week.
We talk about it every week, don't we? But here he goes. And Ben Lute, of course, has been very good. I mean, I don't know that you could complain about what he's been able to do.
No, not at all. I think the performance of Ben, you know, was really outstanding. It's always difficult to come in as a second-choice goalkeeper, especially if you're having a monster like Berkey in front of you, without any doubt the best keeper in the league. But Ben did really well. I think he proved that he's above average or a good MLS goalkeeper. And I think that's the smallest problem. I think right now we have to face that we have a goalkeeper problem, not at all. And there's a lot of belief and trust in Ben Lund.
You made the announcement also that you officially signed Simon Becher on a permanent transfer from Danish First Division.
Yeah, that was a bit of a no-brainer, to be honest. I think everybody expected that. So the summer transfer deadline, or when the time for us to actually exercise the option was coming. You know, Simon is a local kid, played for SLU, I think last year, had a massive impact, really good player to have around. And I think it was an easy decision for us to exercise the option and get him in and make St. Louis his permanent home.
Well, I look forward to seeing the game tonight, hearing it on Y98 FM, of course. We'll have it at 6 o'clock. It's St. Louis and LAFC, and it's always a treat to visit with Lutz, especially on a game day. Enjoy your day. Go get a win. Bring one back home for us.
Thanks so much. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Great to chat with Lutz Van and Steele on a game day. You know how busy it gets, and they are up and at them, ready to go for a 6 o'clock start Central Time, 4 o'clock out on the West Coast, St. Louis and LAFC. That game can be heard tonight on Y98 FM. What a day. I mean, you have the Cardinals playing at 1:15, City playing at 6 o'clock, and before that, it's the Blues and the Winnipeg Jets. They start just after 12 o'clock. If you've been paying attention to the NHL playoffs, for me, I always watch the Stanley Cup playoffs, but when the Blues are in it, I'm that much more locked in. And today's games, Carolina at New Jersey, none of these series are going to be sweeps. As a matter of fact, these teams and these series are starting to get a little tighter. Carolina at New Jersey, Carolina's up 2-1. That one faces off at 2:30. Washington at Montreal, they go at 5:30 today. That's a 2-1 series lead for the Caps. LA at Edmonton, that series is also 2-1 with a game at 8:30 tonight. So if you're a hockey fan, today is your day. Noon, 2:30, 5:30, 8:30. Those are the games in the NHL. Yesterday, it was Tampa Bay beating Florida 5-1. How about the Lightning? They go to play Florida on the road, down 0-2 in the series to the defending Stanley Cup champions, and they smack them 5-1 to make that series 2-1 in favor of Florida. It's a win for Vegas over Minnesota, 4-3 in overtime. You know who scored that one for the Golden Knights? Ivan Barbashev. With the game winner, Barbie helps Vegas even that series at two games apiece. Ottawa holds off Toronto from sweeping. Craig Berube and the Leafs will have to wait one more game as the Sens win it 4-3 in overtime. And David Perron had a goal in that one, by the way, for the Sens. And Colorado, with a 4-0 win over Dallas, evens that series at two games apiece. The Avs looking very strong in that matchup. In the NBA, these are the games today. A noon tip-off, the Knicks at Detroit, New York up 2-1 in that series. Lakers at Minnesota with the T-Wolves up 2-1 against LeBron James and Luka Doncic. 2:30 tip-off for that one. Jason Tatum, the St. Louisan, and the Boston Celtics leading Orlando 2-1. They tip off tonight at 6 o'clock. And late tonight, Indiana at Milwaukee with the Pacers up 2-1 in that series. Finals from yesterday, Cleveland walloped Miami 124-87. They're up 3-0 in that series. Oklahoma City swept Memphis, beating them 117-115. Denver over the Clippers, 101-99. The Nuggets and Clips are tied at 2 games apiece. And Golden State takes care of Houston, 104-93, to take a 2-1 series lead. When we come back, we'll be joined by Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. I'm Tom Ackerman. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.